Ryan and Yvonne must continue tomorrow. Tezayin and Adabrayat Hatoshim of March 18, 1976 on Thursday continued.
And then he asks, what is the attitude of the halacha towards intermarriage? Now they were not as ignorant as the reform rabbis, some of the reform rabbis today, who are misada gdushin in mixed marriage together with the galach. So they said to him, the Sanhedrin told Napoleon that according to the Torah, there cannot be any marital relationship between a Jew and a non-Jewess, and the Gentile woman, or between a Jewish woman and a Gentile man. There couldn't be any marital relationship until, as long as the Gentile man or the Gentile woman does not embrace Judaism, so there couldn't be any marital relationship. But then the second question that Napoleon presented to the Sanhedrin was, is it permissible for a Jewish man to marry a Gentile Christian woman, and for a Gentile man to marry a Jewish woman? So the Sanhedrin answered that it's forbidden to marry a pagan woman, or for a Jewish, it's forbidden for a Jewish woman to marry a pagan man. But Christians are not pagans, and this is true. I mean, because there are more pastors like Abnetam that meneach mihuzor alashituf, so that means that the Christians are not considered as if they are lizore. So I mean, it's avidizorali gabi Israel, but not gabi beneach. So in view of the fact that the Christians believe in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and they are only mishati shim shemayim v'dovarachei, so they said, the Sanhedrin said that they are not in the avidizore, so they have a din of a yateshov, so there is no isar to marry a bas yateshov. The isar is only to marry a pagan woman, or for a Jewish woman to marry a pagan man, but a gateshov, for a Jewish man to marry a bas gateshov, one who is not pagan, who is mekayim zayin mitzvah neneach, there is no isa. So then, of course, so then Bnei Yisrael in those days, who were not invited, by Napoleon, because Napoleon knew very well who is a spiritual slave and who is proud and courageous. So the daily Israel who were not invited by Napoleon, so they issued many pamphlets, contradicting what the so-called Sanhedrin said. And then the Maratz Chayes also issued a whole pamphlet, and it's a whole pamphlet, Tshuve. Kol Kisvei Maratz Chayes came out about 20 years ago. So it has that tshuva. So there is a correspondence between the Maratz Chayes and the Dayan of Krakow. So the Maratz Chayes says that insofar as the Yisra, while there is a distinction between the Gateshov and the pagan and the Vedas Avrizore, so that's only in regard to Kanoim pagan, to the Aloha of Kanoim pagan. But as far Kanoim pagan be the Chiyuv Kores, but as far as the love of Lishis Chatinbaum is concerned, so it doesn't make any difference between the Gateshov, the Bas Gateshov, and the Nevit Chovim. Akum means Nevit Chovim. Akum doesn't that mean good. So we have a confusion in the text in the Gemara, because many times when it was written Nevit Chovim, so it was written in the text Nevit Chovim, and it means Nevit Chovim only, not a good. And many times it was written good. So the censorship, every time the word goy appeared, so they changed it to Eved Chov. So there is a confusion. But when you look up the old Tzvorim, so you'll see, when a certain aloche is peculiar to a pagan, and when a certain aloche is common to a Gentile, you see. Now, so as far as the Maratzrayes says, I mean, in Tzidova Poshut, even though the Dayan of Krakow argued with him, but I mean, there is no doubt that the Maratzrayes was right. So the Maratzrayes says that insofar as the love of Lizzie Schattenberg is concerned, so it doesn't make any difference whether he got Teshov or whether it's the Chovin. So the love of Lizzie Schattenberg applies. Now, in regard to Kanoim Peginbay, so it's not such a double poshut either. The Shita Zarambam is that Kanoim Peginbay, the aloha of Kanoim Peginbay that applies to a Yisroel Habor Averes Kechovim, so it applies only to an Averes Kechovim, but not to Yisroel Habor al Bas Gatesh. You see, the Sanhedrin were not reformed rabbis. I mean, don't make the mistake that they were reformed rabbis. They were very learned, but they were spiritual slaves. And because of the political pressure, so they rationalized. And I'm sure, I'm not trash at them, that they really felt that was the Ritaloch. Why? Because Napoleon presented all these questions. But had they not been under pressure from Napoleon, they wouldn't have felt that way. But because of the pressure of the Negiah, so they rationalized, you know, the wishful thinking. So they rationalized, but they were not happy. Of course they were Shimri Mitzvahs, and they were learned, but because of the political pressure, so they rationalized, and they convinced themselves that this is the deen. So everything they said, I mean, was based upon the Rambam. I mean, they mentioned the Rambam. Now, the Rambam says, when he mentioned the Halacha of Kanoim Peginbay, Perikud Veis Milchas Yisurei Bieh, Halacha Dalet. Kol HaBeil Kusis, it says, but that was put in by the censorship. It should be Kol HaBeil Iveres Kechovet. Beidara Chastes, Beidara Znus, Imbualo Bifaresye, והוא שייבה להינעשור מישראל או יסעה עם פוגו בקנועים והוגו הרי ומשובוכים וזריזים ודובו זה הלוך למי שמסיני ראיו לדובו זה מייסה פינחות בזין so then he says בין הקנועי רשוי לבגיע בין אלו בשעס מייסה כזימרי שנמה וסי של כבוס אבו אימפירי שנהרג נעצי ומהור גנער בלו ואם בוא הקנועי ליטו רשוס ניבס להוגי אימר עליהם ואף על פי שהוא בשס מייסה ולא יועיד עלו אם בוא הקנועי להרגס הבייל ונשמת הבייל והורג הקנועי כדי להציל עצמי מיודי אין הבויל נרג עלו והבוא על בס גרטישו אין הקנועי עם פייגן בי אבל מה כנעי סימק הסמאוס So the Sanhedrin, now they wanted to show, and they really wanted to convince themselves, the so-called Sanhedrin, I mean, that it is muta, there is no kiyamishes between a Jew and a Christian woman, but there is no isa. So they mentioned the Rambam, that there is no canon in Pagan Bay and everything. But then he said they have boal basgirtesha in a canon in Pagan Bay, abu makin and say makas mardu. So that means that it's not such a nice thing, it's not a etagomo. So they mentioned that Rambam, and they said that there is no mokir in the Gemara to that Allah of the Rambam. They said, Sanhedrin. Alright. So as a matter of fact, they went so far, I mean, and I'm sure that they were very sincere, but because of the Negiah, to be friendly with Napoleon, the ruler, so they resorted to all kinds of twisting and perversions. Now the Magen Mishnah says Rabbal Bas Gertation, Ein Akanoim Pegim Beyar Umakenis Makas Mardus. So he says Lo Imotzosi Ze Mivuer Abol Dovo Nirehu. שאין לנו אלא ביבור על אבידס כחובים אבל דרתי שוב שהוא נוכרי שקיבלו על השלב על הזורה אין ביטה בדין זה. So it's a double portion that what Magmishna means, there isn't a shadow of a doubt that when the Magmishna said lo imotzos yizeh mivuya, he meant lo imotzos yizeh mivuya that there is no kanoim pein bein, not lo imotzos yizeh mivuya avu makin eise makas malbus. I mean, there isn't a shadow of a doubt, but they were so much tempted to find the heter that they went so far as to say that the Magmishne meant lo imotzos yizeh mivuya. In other words, that makin eise makas malbus, obviously not the kavod of Magmishne, one can see. All right, anyhow, but the Magmishne agrees with the Rambam's halacha, even though he says it's not mentioned in the Gemara in any place, but mitzvah asvore, it's mistaber that the halacha of kanoim pegim bei applies only to a veres chodin, a pagan woman, haboa a veres chodin bifaresin asor Yisrael, but not a basgatesh. But not all the shenim agree with the Rambam.
My idea. The Rabshai Tshuva from Yemen.
Oh yeah. Rabbi Yehine is Chelik. According to Rabbi Yehine, so the halacha of kanoim pegim bei applies even to a bas bagatesh. Now in Shaar Shlishi, paragraph Kuf Lamed Aleph. So he says, "V'habo al hashifcha." Deime lechayovim mises bezdi b'shnei drochim ki omru rabiseinu zechenu bevrocho habei el aram yizkano im peyime ki inyen shekosu layit kira shnei u peyshar u inyen ki gimtoei u ish vileiseye bin kemrei vei preferas naveo bifige bei hudi misem vadovo azeh homo mikol chayov mises bezdi kilo yomusu zulosi beidin vasroye val pisan hefim. So it's in Mochamu to no other arayas if it's Mifares. So Rabbi Yehine says in so many words the Kiyomu Rabbi Seinu Zechim Levrocha Abel Aram is Kanoim Pegim Bein in connection with Abol HaShifro Knainis. So it's a Kalchemer of logic if Abol HaShifro who went through Mikzas Geirus, a Shifro is not in Ochris. So there is still daloch of kanoim pegim bei applies al haskamo vichamo. Abol basgatesha is a regular goya. I mean, what is gatesha? She's a nice goya. I mean, chsinu mezeilo. She's not a pagan, but see, a decent goy. A gatesha is a decent goy. That's all. So certainly there is kanoim pegim bei, even in regard to abol hashifcho who has mixas geirus. But it, on account of the fact that an Eved and a Shifcho does not have full Gdushas Yisrael, so the Meile, the Aloch of Kanoim Pegim Bey applies. So the Chaskamo V'chamo Habal V'azgatesh. So we see that Rabbi Yehine is Chelik. Now, the Rambam, on that point, so there was an argument between the Daim of Krakow and the Maratz Chayes, and it seems that the Maratz Chayes was right. So the Maratz Chayes said that this is true. I mean, according to the Rambam, Maratz Chayes didn't mention Rabbi Yehine either, but he said, but so they all mention the Rambam. So he said, so that Bas Gatesha, so there is no Kanoim Pegim Bei. So it's not only Bas Gatesha was Mikabeles Zayin Mitzvahs Neneach Bifneginu Mi Yisrael Bizman Shayev Neit, because to become a Gatesha Gomo. So it's not enough that you are not either the Zayin Mitzvah Neich. You have to be Mikabel, Bifnei Shleisho, and the Mikabel in Gatesha with Bizman Shayin Neich. So Bizman Hazeh, there is no full Gatesha. But, so that's Ligabe Da Aloche of Im Choyesh and Likel Becho, B'Tevlei Liseinenu, Liseinenu, so that applies to Gatesha. So only if it was Mikabel, the Zayin Mitzvah, Bizman Shayin Neich, Bifnei Shleisho in Yisrael. But as far as the aloch of kanoim peygim bei is concerned, and the chiyuv kores for boal aramis, so even if she is not a real bas gatesha, as long as she is not an ivedes avrizore, so mimele there is no kanoim peygim bei, and there is no chiyuv kores. What's the afkimine? The question was, whether if someone is he marries a Christian woman and Faresie, whether there is a chiyuv kores or there is no chiyuv kores. So the Maratz Chaya says that in as much as Neneach Yehuzer or Ashitu, so vis-a-vis Neneach, it's not Avrizore, it's Avrizore, vis-a-vis Yisroel, so Memele the Aloch of Kanoim Pagan Bay, and the Chiyuv Kores doesn't apply. The Dayan of Krakow, he said no, that only one who is a full Gatesha, a Bas Gatesha, who was Mikabeles, Zayin Mitzves, Neneach, Vifniasorim Yisroel, Bizman Shayir Leik, so then there is no Kanoim Pagan Bay, no Chiyuv Kores. But someone who just observes Zayin Mitzvah Neneach without Kabbalah B'Fishleisho, so there is Kanoim Peyri. So it seems that the Maratz Chayes was right on that, because the Loshon HaRambam in Sanhedrin, in Perush HaMishneh, here in the Yoreh HaZoko, the Rambam only mentions that there is no Kanoim Peyri by Bas Gateshov. But Bas Gateshov could mean a woman who was mikabeles zayin mitzvahs b'fnishleisho, not just a woman who is not even a zavrizor. But the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh spells it out. Ramis Pirush HaMishneh Eilin HaSofim Ubeil HaRamis Sheyivel Bas Eivde Avrizore Bifaresye. So he spells out Bas Eivde Avrizore Bifaresye Basorom Yisroel Yeser Uvishas Maise Keim Pinchos Aval Acha Shebo Oleo Pireis Oy Sheliyye Bikrakal Yisroel. From the Loshon HaRambam it's mashma that when is there a din of Kanoim Pagan Bay if the Znus took place mamish in the presence of Asorim Yisrael, the way Zimri did it. But suppose it's not done in the presence of Asorim Yisrael, but everybody knows, let's say he's married to Neveles Kehavim, everybody knows that he's married to her, so then there is no din of Kanoim Peyri. So upireis oy shelo yiyeh bikal Yisrael oy she'eino yivedes avrizor oso lehati. So he doesn't say oy shehi bas gateshov oy shein oy venes avrizov also leyade mifi shehu michuyev kores al bas ide avrizore vi afal pisho le niska beteiro vloi mono ze bichol akrises kabolei vi nizboya bimikho u bal bas il necho di kores adishem li isha shayasem li isha shayasem. Alright. So he says, so he emphasizes only when she is ibas iveres avrizore. But if she's not an iveres avrizore, even though she's not a gatesh of gmur, a bas gatesh of gmur, she wasn't mikabeles b'fishleishu. So there is no kanoim peyri bei, and there is no chiyuv kores. Why? Where did the Rambam get that? The Magen Mishneh says lo imatzosi mivuya. But I think that the moker of the Rambam is the posik in Malachi ubo al bas Eil Necho Yikores Leish Asher Yaseno Eil Veino. That's the Lashon in the Pasuk in Malachi. So he says Bas Eil Necho. So who can be called the Bas Eil Necho? Who can be called the Bas Eil Necho? Only if she's in the Veres Avrizore, then she's the Bas Eil Necho. But the Bas Gateshov is not the Bas Eil Necho. And the Magi, and so since there is no Chiyuv Kores by any Veres Avrizore, so there certainly couldn't be Kanoim Peyri Bei, because the Kanoim Peyri Bei, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, is based upon the Chiyuv Kores. Without the Chiyuv Kores, so there couldn't be a Aloche of Kanoim Peyri Bei. And Rabbi Yehine, obviously, will have to say that even in Bas Gateshov, anyone who does not have full Kedushas Yisroel is called the Basilim, according to Rabbi Yehine. Oh, but that is the Shilas Rambam. That is Shilas Rambam. Now, let's turn to the thesis. Ve'im bincho habomer lezkechovim koru bincho el obno pirish bekuntres midichosav ki yosia ve'uikosav
y
Yossi, now, Yolois is Schattenbaum, Bitcho Lissiken Livnoi, U Vite Lissikach Livnecho, Ki Yossi Res Binchom Lacharai, Viobdu Elhim Achiri, Vichora Hadishem Bohem, Vishmit Homai, Vishmit Homai. Now, so Pirish Bekuntres Midirsiv Ki Yossi, Es Binchom Lacharai. Ebincho me'achai v'leksif kisosia mashma v'lekoya abitei lisikach abitei lisikach libnecho, but only it has referenced the kiyosia. The expression kiyosia has reference only to bitcho lisite livnoi of whom? Livnoi of the goy. So v'leksif kiyosia. So who will be Meisia? Miacharai, the son-in-law. In other words, if someone takes a goy as his son-in-law, so then this son-in-law, now, and he marries a Bas Yisrael, so the son-in-law will be Meisia Miachri Adishem. Will be Meisia as Bincho Miachri Adishem. So, so if the Torah had said kisosia es bincho macharai, then it would refer to bitcho, to bitei lisikach livnecho, bitei lisikach livnecho. But since he says kisosia, mashma d'loikoya bitei lisikach livnecho. Vi name Yuledes Bei Lavris Kichovin Lavincho Mikre Velokrinam Bei Kisosir Es Bincho Elo Abitcho Lissitin Livnei Kohen Vehoche Koma Shemo Teilet Ben Viasirenu Ohov Miacharai Sheoi Sei Why Sheoi Sei Koro Bincho. So in other words, Kiyosir has reference to Bitcho Lissitin Livnei. That means Nochri Haboal Bas Yisroel. If the Nochri married the Bas Yisroel, so then it will be kiyosia. It will be kiyosia. In other words, the non-Jewish husband will be meisia. Will be meisia. His child. It will not be his child, but it will be the Jewish child. I mean the grandchild of the Yisrael, whose daughter married the goy. So mele he'll be meisia as bincho. Who is the bincho? That's the grandchild. The grandchild, and he's a Jew. So in other words, so we see that Bincho Habomi Israel is called Bincho. So the Lavid Mikhina Bikisosir has Bincho Elabitcho Lissitin Livnei Koye Vohe Koma Shemo Teilet Ben V'yasirenu Ohov Miacharai Sheo Yisi Koro Bincho. So in other words, so when the Torah says, so according to Rashi, when the Torah says Ki Yosia as Bincho Me'acharai, it has reference to the case of a non-Jew marrying a Bas Yisrael. So who will be the victim of Asore Me'achri Adishem? The grandchild. He's in Israel. Alright. Because of Ramatah, the Pirish, Bincho Abo Mi'Yisrael Kor Bincho, behind the Bincho Abo Mi'Yisraelis, She'ovit Kichovim, דולאו או קוי קיוסיה וינקי נמי מייסה ואומר רבינה בן ביטחו. Because first there is a memory of שמואל בינכו אבו הבו מן ישראל יזכור בינכו ואין בינכו אבו מן ישראל יזכור בינכו לבנו. So then now let's the Loshon HaGemara is דף חוב גימל. אומר רבי יחל שרבשים ביחוי אומר קרוב כי יוסי רז בינכו מאחריי בינכו מישראל יזכור בינכו ואין בינכו אבו יזכחו בינכו ובינכו אלו בנו. אמר רבין שמע מנו בן ביטחו. I mean, you see, I mean that this is all done by the censorship. Actually, I mean, here it certainly does not mean that he is having the pagan woman. Does make a difference whether she's pagan or non-pagan? I mean, because she's a goy. So here it was written ואין בינכו אבו מן הנוכריס Korobin Chobo, the censorship, put in, substituted, Iveres Kichovim for Goy, for Nochas. So when Bincho Abo Min Anochris Koru Bincho Elobno Oma Rabine Shmamino Ben Bitcho Abo Min Anochri Koru Bincho. So there is a memory of Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, Rabbi Yechiel Shem Shimon Yochai, which is the same memory that Shmuel said, and then Rabine supplemented that memory by saying Shmamino. So obviously Rabine saying represented something new that was not at least that was not spelled out by Shmuel, by Rabbi Yechiel Shem Rabbi Shimon Yochai. If there is nothing new, so why should Rabine say Shmamino? It's not Shmamino. This is spelled out by Rabbi Yechiel Mishim Rabbi Shimon Yochai. So according to Rashi, so Rabine's din is spelled out by Rabbi Yechiel Mishim Rabbi Shimon Yochai. So why does he say Shmamino? According to Rashi's pshat. So Rabbi Yechiel Mishim Rabbi Shimon Yochai says, כי יוסר אז בינכו מאחרי בינכו מישראל קורו בינכו ואם בינכו אבומר אז כחובים קורו בינכו אל הבנו. So in other words, because how does he know that? Because the Torah says כי יוסר אז בינכו מאחרי. It doesn't say כי סוסר, כי יוסר, in other words it refers to a man, not to a woman. So that means that כי יוסר relates to ביטחו לסיטר לבני. Bitchol is sitting with Nei. So in other words, so the bnoi of the boy, the son-in-law, will be Messiah, the grandchild, who is a Jew. Miachadishem. So what does Rabbi need? What does Rabbi need? He doesn't tell anything. So it's spelled out by Rabbi Yechiel Mishim Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Because the Rabban Tam, the Perush of the Pinnish, Bincho Koro Bincho, Bincho Abom Yisrael, Koro Bincho, and Bincho Abom Yisrael, Sheori Redi Chori, Doleo Koro Kiyosia, Vimkin Amai Maise, Roma Rabine Ben Bitro, Hari Imamish Divre Shmuel, Shmuel, or Rabbi Yechiel Mishim Rabbi Shimon Yochai, Virabine Nai Mai Koma Shmamino, Mit Rabbi Yechiel Mai Shaykh Lomim Ha Shmamino, De Imamish Divre Rabbi Yechiel, Imamish Divre Rabbi Yechiel. So that's not such a strong kasha, because Eino Chename, this is obviously what Rabbi Yechiel said, but it's not so clear on the surface that this is what Rabbi Yechiel said. You see that the Tesis, Rabbi Natan, had a different shot. So Mimele, since it is possible that Rabbi Natan should explain the memory of Shmuel of Rabbi Yechiel Shmuel Bui in a different way, so it was necessary for Rabbine to elucidate and to clarify the memory of Shmuel of Rabbi Yechiel Shem Rabbi Shimon Yochai. But the Chaname is not saying something new. He's just elucidating and clarifying the memory of Shmuel of Rabbi Yechiel Shem Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Alright. So that's the Teretz Rashi. Oh, but Rabbi Tam holds not that it appears from the Rosh Nagmore that Rabbines added something. Rabbine did not just paraphrase Rabbi Yechiel Mishim Rabbi Shimon Yochai's memory, but he added something. So Rabbi Netveim Rabbi Netam v'chiyosir abitei v'sikach livnechokon v'rekomar. Not as Rashi says that kiyosir relates, kiyosir modifies bitchol isitin livnei. So in other words, the son-in-law, the goy, will be Messiah, the grandchild, who is Yisrael miach yakodish bocho. Tam says no, that Kiyosia modifies Ubita Lisikach Livnech. Ubita Lisikach Livnech. Now, Ubita Lisikach Livnech, so in other words, if a Jew marries a Goy, so that Inochris. So what is the child? The child is a Goy. The child is a Goy. So, Vim Ramtam, the Kiyosia Rabita Lisikach Livnech, Okoy. Vorekoma, Kiyosia Rachese. So in other words, according to Rashi, so who is the subject of Kiyosia? The son of according to Rabbi Tam, the subject of Kiyosia is the Mechut, if we can call him Mechut, the non-Jewish Mechut. So Kiyosia the Kiyosia Rabbite Lissikach Livnecho Koye Veroche Koma Kiyosia Rachei Sei the Shver, if you want to call him the Shver, right. So Kiyosia Rachei Sei the Shver will be Messiah as Bincho Macharai. So in other words, the Shver is the father of the Gentile woman. So, and the Yisroel married the Gentile woman. And then there is a grandchild. What kind of status does he have? He's an non-Jew. He's an Ochri. He's an Ochri. So the Torah says, Ki Yossi, the Shver will be Macy. Will be Macy. Ki Yossi Racheisen is Bimcho Macherai. Vahaina Hasore. The grandchild. שאין עזר המשיח יסך הבינכו אלא אחר המרס כחובים ועיקור הוא בינכו אלא בנו. In other words, so the Asore, כל התורה שדה Asore will consist in the fact that in no probability if the child of a mixed marriage where the mother is Jewish and the father is not Jewish, so the child in no probability will deviate from the path of the Torah, so the Asore consists in the abandonment of the Torah. According to Rav Netam, the Asore consists in the fact that the grandchild will not have Jewish identity, will not be a Jew. In other words, in destroying the perpetuity of Jewishness, that in itself is Asore Macha Kadosh Baruch Hu. The destruction of the perpetuity of Zera Yisrael, that in itself is the Hasorah Makodesh Bo. That's spiritual suicide. So not even if the grandchild will be a Unitarian and he'll be Mikabel Zayin Mitzvah Zneneach Bifnei Hasorah Miyisrael Chesidim Meseiro, but the destruction of the perpetuity of Zera Yisrael, that in itself is Hasorah Makodesh Bo. So, according to Rav Netam, so the subject of Kiyosi is the Mechut, the God. And he, Kiyosi Rachisein is Bincho, Miacherai, Vahine Hasoro, Shein Hazera Misiacher is Achab Bincho, El Achar Eres Kavi, the Inkoru Bincho Lom, Ushmuel Rav Yechan Eloi Pirshu Kulum Beru Lichom Arbu Abbas Yisrael. Elo Rabine Midak Dikei, the Ben Bitcho, הבום נזכחובים קורבינכו מדריקו סף כי יוסי רזביטחו שמע מנו עוד אלס בי עשורת משם דמיסייח יסחרר. So in other words, רבי יחנן, so when רבי יחנן משם רבשים בן יחוי says בינכו מישראל יזכור בינכו ואין בינכו הבום נזכחובים קורבינכו אלו בנו. So in other words, so he's midayik. So he's midayik from the posik of Kiyosi, which modifies bitel isikach livnecho. So who is the subject of Kiyosi? The mechutin, the goy. So in other words, how will it be meisia, the grandchild meachri adishem, by destroying the perpetuity of Jewishness of Yadus in Zera Yisrael, because the son of the Jew, he is already the last generation who is still Jewish. But his child, his biological child, is not a Jew anymore. He's a Gentile. So that is the Asok. So we see from that, so all that Reb Shimon, that Reb Yechanan and Mishem Reb Shimon Yehoi says is that in a, that where the mother is not Jewish, so then the child is enough. That's all he says. He doesn't say, also Mimele, then Rabine comes and he is Midaik. In view of the fact that the Torah says Kiyosia, Kiyosia, and he doesn't say, it's El Rabine Midaik, the Ben Bitro Abom Michon Korobincho, Midroikosa Kiyosia is Bitro. Why doesn't it say Kiyosi Rez Bitro? Then the Mechutin will be Mesia, the Bas Me'achar Hashem, because her children will not maintain the perpetuity of Israel in their generations, because they will maintain the perpetuity of Israel. Because the Bas Yisroel that married the Goy, so her child will still be Jewish. This is what he says. אל רבי נמידני, בן ביטחו, הבום לקחו מקור בינכו, מריקוס עד כי יוסר אז ביטחו, שמע מנולס בי עשור, מי שמסיח יסחר. ואין נראה לי. ונראה וחיוסי המשמע כמו יעשור המס הקודש בו. So according to Rabbi Tam, the Asorah does not consist in the ultimate abandonment of the Torah by the grandchild, but in the birth of a grandchild who is not Jewish. So it's not Mistabra. That's not Asorah. Because that could be Asorah on the parent who destroyed the perpetuity. But it's not. That it's mashma veloshna posik that who will be so macher Hashem, the grandchild didn't do anything wrong, so that should not be called asor ve'nira levi dechiyosi mashma kmi asor me'sakadosh baruch hu kidim k'targimin on arivit yase v'dashin nam chiyosi l'rabbi shlom yisraelim, because Reb Shimon says that the same love of which is chatnugam he applies to all of me, it's not after Zainan. Why? Because Kiyosu Rabbis Kola Misiri. So that means that it means Asore my name is Akolishbo. Akolishbo? Vidashin nam Yosir. Vim Se Yosir. Le Rabbis Kola Misiri. Vei Pirish Rabnetam. Vin Yenachet. Vishmuel Vrabiechen. So that word, so the Ri agrees with Rashipcha. The Ri agrees with Rashipcha. Then there's another Roshan Rabnetam. Weit pirisch am Metam, bin ja nachher, wie Schmur, wie Rabiechen, in Weiken, wie Yossi Rez Bincho, wie Yossi Rez Bincho, die Maschma, dat der Lassor, sei ich, die Dachos, schelo Yitei, wie Loi al Asor, as Ben Bnoi, so that's an other Pshat altogether. Dat der Lassor, sei ich, die Dachos, schelo Yitei, wie Loi al Asor, as Ben Bnoi, die Riven, die Bomen, die Skechowim, die Korob Bincho, alle Bno, so in other words, according to the first lashon of Rabbi Netam, so kiyos yom ma'acharai, who will be so ma'acharai, the grandchild. But according to the second lashon of Rabbi Netam, how the grandchild? So according to Rabbi Netam, it means the child of the nochris who married the Jew. So memele, so he will be so ma'acharai because he will be born in as an angel. But according to the first motion of Rabbi Netam, so who will be so ma'acharai, the grandchild? According to the second motion of Rabbi Netam, ki Yossi is bincho, so his reference al asarosei hikrit akosu shelo yateyu v'lo yal asor as ben bnoi dichidli. In other words, the second motion of Rabbi Netam also agrees with the first motion that ki Yossi modifies ובתי ויסיקח לבנך ובתי ויסיקח לבנך. In other words, that when, so the Torah says that where the Ben Yisroel marries a Bas Nochis, so then it will be Ki Yosir es Bincho Ma'acharai. So in other words, who will become, will abandon the Torah? Who will abandon the Torah? So it will only be the son of the Yisroel. The Mashma Davka Lasarosei is a Kosef Shel Yateyu. In other words, if he marries an Akum, so then he'll be influenced by her. So the son-in-law of the boy will be the Yisroel, the son-in-law of the Goy, will be influenced. Shall I tell you? V'lo yal asor es ben noi. V'chibi di bomen v'eskechovi mikol robin chol lepno. So the grandchild is already nakum, he's a Goy already. So the Torah is not makpi. So memele, you see, according to the first lashon of Rabbi Netam, the asore consists in the fact that the grandchild is born in Anjou. According, so the Ri has the kashe, but that's not called asore, because the grandchild, when he's born in Anjou, he doesn't do anything wrong. Nothing sinful is done by the birth of the grandchild. So according to the second lashon Rabbi Tam, the asore consists in the abandonment of the Torah. Why? Because if a Yisrael marries a Basavit Chodim, so Mimele, he shver will certainly influence the Jewish son-in-law. He'll become like the shver. So that's Kiyosir as Bincho Macharai. So why doesn't say Ki Yossi Es Bimcho Vizarai Macharai? The grandchild will also be influenced by the grandfather, the goy. The answer is the Torah is not machpid on that. The grandchild will already be a goy, so who cares that he will be influenced by the grandfather, the goy? So we see that the grandchild, whose mother is a goy, even though the father is a Jew, so he is also a goy. The chidin dibomen is chovim mikoro bimcho lebno meleksiv ki yisirei or ki yosef bimcho vizare macharai v'rabine dayek shma mino ben bitcho habomen lebkechovim koro bimcho didavke bimcho ki yosef es bimcho limute zare avod bimcho afil bizare yeshloch esh laso. So that's according to the second question Rabbi Netan. So the Torah is makpid here, so insofar as the case of uvite visikach livnecho, so the akpod is because of the detrimental influence that will be exercised on the son-in-law, the Jewish son-in-law of the akpod, but not because of a detrimental influence exerted on the grandchild, because the grandchild will already be a non-Jew. But as far as bitchol isitin livnei is concerned, so the Torah is concerned not only the detrimental hashpoye that will be exerted on the daughter of the Israel, but also the detrimental hashpoye that will be exercised on the grandchild, who will also be Jewish. Now, where does Rav Netam see that in the pasuk? Monefshah. According to Rav Netam's second lashon, just as according to the first lashon. So Ki Yosir modifies Bitter Yisikach with Necho. So that's why the Torah says Ki Yosir es Bincho, not es Bincho Vizaro. But so the Torah doesn't even discuss the detrimental effect that will be exerted on two children. I mean the child of the Israel and the grandchild of Israel. Because the Torah doesn't discuss in the timing the case of Bitchol Yisitin Livnei. The Torah in the Tam in Ki Yosir only as reference to Bitchol Yisitin Livnecho. It does not have reference to Bitchol Yisitin Livnei. So the answer is this. No, the Torah does discuss both detrimental influences. So if there is one detrimental influence that will be exercised in the case where a Jewish husband marries a goy, so then a detrimental influence will be exercised only upon the Jewish husband, not upon the grandchild. And then there is another detrimental influence that will be exercised by the mechupin or by whoever it is upon the Jewish daughter, the Bas Yisrael, and her child. Where is that mentioned? That is mentioned in the other expression, the pasuk. The Torah says as follows: Ki Yosir es bimcho me'acharai v'yogdol limacher v'chorach al shem bochem v'shmitcho mayach. So it first it says, so two detrimental influences are discussed in this pasuk, in pasuk Dalet. One detrimental influence is explicit or implicit in the expression Ki Yosir es bimcho me'acharai, and the other detrimental influence is explicit, implicit in the other expression, V'yogdu Elohim Acher. Now, there is a certain variance, a certain inconsistency, an apparent inconsistency, because the first half of the Pasuk, Dalet, Ki Yosir es bimcho me'acharai, is in the singular. The second expression is in the plural. How is it? According to Rambam's second version, we can understand it very well. Because the Torah says two things. Bitchol Yisikach Livnei, uvitei Yisikach Livnech. So, in respect to Vitei Yisikach Livnecho, when a Jewish man marries a Gentile woman, so then the Torah says that the detriment consists in the fact Ki Yosir es bimcho me'acharai. In other words, the Gentile mechutin will be meisir, will influence your son, the Israel son, his son-in-law, his Jewish son-in-law, neged HaKadosh Baruch. Then, in respect to bitchol yisitin livnei, when a Bas Yisrael marries a Gentile man, So then the detrimental effect of that marital relationship is expressed in the other expression, v'yobdu elihim achir. Who will be the ultimate elihim achir? If a Bat Yisrael marries a goy, who will ultimately be aved? Will be aved elihim achirim? So two, first of all, Bitro, the Bat Yisrael, will be influenced by her shver to become an Eved Avizore, and her grandchild will be raised as an Eved Avizore. So that's why it's in the plural. So in other words, the first expression in Pasuk Dalet is the singular, because according to Rambam's second version, it modifies the expression of Vitei Lisikach Livnecha. But the second expression in Pasuk Dalet is in the plural, because it modifies the expression Bitro Lisikach Livnecha. So in other words, so both cases are discussed. The term of both cases are discussed in the psuki. In the psuki. Now only about 2 weeks ago, so it was in the New York Times, in all the newspapers in New York, of a wedding that took place between the son of when there was a pogrom in Kishinev, in Russia, in Tsarist Russia, and at that time Tet was the president of the United States, so Yaakov Shiv went visited President Tet, and they asked President Tet that he should intervene on behalf of the Jews in Russia. So President Tet says that as much as he condemns the pogrom that is carried out by Russian hooligans against Jews, but it's inconsistent with the American policy in those days, so the Monroe Doctrine policy was considered as a religion. So he said he could not intervene because it's repugnant to the American policy of non-intervention in foreign affairs. So Yaakov Shiv said to President Tet, if the President of the United States has such an inhuman approach towards the misery of human beings, then I have no reason to stay one more moment in the White House. So, and he left. And then he went, so President Taft tried to want it, you know, to help him with the coat. So Yaakov Shifr says, I don't want any help from an American president who has a callous disregard for the misery of human beings. And he walked out. That was Yaakov Shifr. So Yaakov Shifr, even though he was a member in the Reform Temple, in Temple Emmanuel, but he davened three times a day, and he put on tefillin every day, and while he was a member of the Reform Temple, but he davened not in the Reform Temple, he always davened in the Smerish HaGodol, on the Lower East Side. Shabbos, he davened in the Smerish HaGodol. He was a member to maintain his status, so, but he davened every Shabbos in the Smerish HaGodol. That was Yaakov Shifr. His daughter, Dorothy Shifr, who is the publisher and who made the whole Nisira against all the yeshivas in New York, she is responsible for it. The New York Times refused to write about it, but she wrote, that all the yeshivas steal money from the government. They have 10 students, and they mentioned to the government that they have 200 students, and they get money from the working study program, all kinds of things. So her son married a Christian girl in a Presbyterian church, and the two Misatri Dushin, so was one Reform rabbi and a certain Galachist Presbyterian rabbi. So you see, I mean, that what happens when one tries, you know, to be very close to assimilated Jews. So Yaakov Shifr was such a proud Jew. And he was a Shema Mitzvah too, Yaakov Shifr. But because of his assimilation, his tendency, so in spite of the fact that he was a Shema Mitzvah, so his daughter is already an anti-Semite, and his grandchild got married in the Presbyterian Church. So that's the pshat in the posit, ki yosi erez bimcho macharai, v'yovdu elhim achir. V'yovdu elhim achir. Alright, now, let's see, how does the Rambam explain? So we have two pshatim in the posik of Kiyosia. According to Rashi and the Rii, so Kiyosia has reference to the case of Bitchon Yisit and Livnei, and the Hasore consists in the abandonment of the Torah by the grandchild who is a Jew. And according to Rambam's first lashon, so Kiyosia has reference to Bitchon Yisit and Livnei, and the Hasore consists in the destruction of Jewish perpetuity. According to the second version of Rambam, so Kiyosia consists in the abandonment of the Torah, but the expression Kiyosia has reference to the case of Bitel Yisikach Livnecho. So then there is an abandonment, there is an ultimate abandonment of the Torah. So of the Jewish son-in-law, and then the other expression, modifies bitchol yisitin livnei. So that means there will be an ultimate abandonment of the Torah by the Bas Yisrael and by her child. So in other words, so according to Rashi, what is mentioned in the pasuk? What is the term for Bitchol Yisikach Livnei is mentioned in the term, but not a term for Bitchol Yisikach Livnecho. According to Rambam, so a term
for bitro lisikach with nei is mentioned in Posik Dalet, and the term for bitro lisikach with necho is mentioned in Posik Dalet. How does the Rambam? So according to Rabbi Tam's first lashon, kiyosia means the destruction of Jewish perpetuity. According to Rabbi Tam's first lashon, the Rebbe doesn't like that because that's not a song. But we see that the Rambam agrees with Rabbi Tam's first lashon. The Rambam says in Hilchas Yisuri Bia Perek Yudveis, he says, Ovin Zeh Afal Pi She'im Be Misas Bezdin Al Yekal Vinech that will Yesh Be Hefzet She'im Perek Yudveis Aloch Ezayim that will Yesh Be Hefzet She'im Bechol Arayis Kemeizim She'abel Minoer Bo Bneinu Lechol Dovo Uvchol Yisroel Nechsha Afal Pi She'u Mamza Ve'abel Min Anochris Ein Ibnoi She'neema כי יוסי רזבין חום אחריי מי סירי סי מורי יסחר אדשת so the Rambam emphasized how do we see that he's not noy that he's a goy because מי סירי סי מורי יסחר אדשת so we don't see that the Rambam explained it in accordance with Rabbi Tam's first wash so the Asore consists of the destruction of Jewish perpetuity and then but the Rambam can agree with the other part of Rabbi Tam's second logic that insofar as the Ofdor Alim Achayim is concerned that modifies Bitcholisit Levei so then there will be two people, two individuals who as a result of this intermarriage will become Evdar Lizore will be Evdim Elohim Achayim who that the Bitchol the Bas Yisrael and her child but Kiyosi has reference to the destruction of Jewish perpetuity. Alright, that's the Rambam. Now, Teisves said here in the Teisves daf the Zion of the Beis. So Teisves said, Akashi, Vintei Marbish when the Meved have a month. Die Bebe die Kelab, Elo Mirit Kechobim, Amai Ave Mamzea, Bezden Shal Shem Gozru, Umi De Reise Bias Heteri. So first of all we saw that Teisve Shite, Teisve Yisrael, Kan the Rambam and the Rambam, and most Rishenim say that Kan Noim Pagan Day and the Chiyuv Kores, that Bifaresye only applies to Yisrael Abu Al Mirit Kechobim, but it doesn't apply to Akum Abu Al Bas Yisrael. So Bas Yisrael. But Teisve say, die aber gab die besetzer mit der reise beziehen das in wein die verresse na why because the verresse wird kann nur in day so this is the years that not only is there kann nur in day in the case of his oil abor akum but there is also kann nur in day in the case of akma bau is really the verresse in a song is and that's also the shit that the more the high tell dalet simen kufres mentions in yevomes in the name of rabin avrom mirangsburg So Yishite is also that Akum Habo al Bas Yisroel, Akum Habo al Bas Yisroel, so Bifaresia, so it cannot be made. And furthermore, Rav Avrom Rangsburg says that if Yisroel Mumer, who was Yitzin of Al Yisroel, who became a Mishumer, so if he married a Bas Yisroel, so it's also cannot be made against the Bas Yisroel. So in other words, so first of all we see that the shita of Rabbi Avrom Rangsburg is like the Rambam on one point that Kanoim Poigin Bey is applies only to Veres Kechobim not to Inochis because if it applies to Inochis Meichatei say it should apply to Yisrael Muna if it applies to any Veres Kechobim and the same thing applies to any Veres Kechobim and even Avdi Zore who is Baal Yisraelis so it doesn't make a difference whether it's a Jew or a Nochi as long as he's an Eved Avrizore so Yisroel Mumer Sheheinu Avrizore Yotam Echal Yisroel and he married the Bas Yisroel Bifaresie so it's also there is Kanoim Peigimbein but while the Shidas Rambam is that the Aloch of Kanoim Peigimbein which is based upon the Kedem Tichovi it applies only to an Yisroel Abo Al Yisrochovi not it doesn't apply to the Tichovi Abo Al Bas Yisroel so Rabbi Avrom Rangsburg she says it applies to Yisroel Abo Al Bas Yisroel as well now that's one thing and then Teisve says so Teisve says but Bitzine what kind of an Israel is there So Teitze says, in the name, there is no Yisrael. It's a Bia Seta. What does it mean, it's a Bia Seta? So Teitze Shita is that Midraise, Akum Abor Bas Yisrael is Bitzine. There is no Yisrael in Ator. It's only Bezdine Shal Shem Gospel. But Rashi says, in Daf Samachtes, and in Sanhedrin, he says the same thing. Rashi says, when Gemara says here that Ayin Omud Aleph is Mishim Rabbeinu Rebbe V'afo Gav Dishamino Dipolik Ad Rav Akiva D'Oma In Gorim Alol Amur Enu Dim Rav Akiva V'Loim Yisir Lai Afi Lohochadim Kichovim V'Eved Meide Kidoma V'Achilis Oy V'Kichovim V'Yis Yisrati V'Eved V'Yis Yedesh. So Rashi says in so many words that when an Akum marries a Bas Yisrael, so the Bas Yisrael is Eved V'Yis Yisrati. I mean the Akum is not Muzer and V'Yis Yisrati. So it's the Bas Yisrael is Eved Lois Yisrat. So why does Teisves? Why does Teisves say Bia Seterim Raise Lois Yisrat? So two things. First of all, there is a machleket between Rabbanon and Rabshim and Ben Yehoi as to whether Lois Yisrat has reference to Zayin Umes or it has reference to all. So the Rabbanon say that it has reference only to Zayin Umes. Rabshim and Ben Yehoi, Rabshim and says that it has reference to all Umes. Ki Yossi El Rabbi is Kol HaMisya. So Mimele, so we could say that Teisves as the Tkashi Ali with Rabbonot. And then, but if according to Rav Shimon, but the Halacha is, the Gemara says, in Avin Zohar, in Sanhedrin, that when is there Lois Yisratin, only when it's there a Chizm. But if it's there a Znus, then there is no Lois Yisratin if it's there a Znus. Now, of course, it goes without saying that Akum Habuah Bas Yisroel, Habuah Mamzer, according to Rabbi Kiva, it doesn't make a difference whether is Boah Bas Yisroel der Chitin or is Boah Bas Yisroel der Znus. So is Habuah Mamzer under all circumstances. So in the case where Akum is Boah Bas Yisroel der Znus, then there, even according to Rabbi Shimon, there is no Lois Yisratin. There is no Lois Yisratin. It's only Bezdin Shel Shem Gozru. So why is the Vlad Mamzer in the case of Akum Habuah Al Bas Yisroel der Znus, not der Chitin? Now, but Rashi says, Lois Yisrat, and of course Rashi will also agree that it's the Vlad of the Mamzer in all cases, whether it's Boder Chitin or Boder Znus or Dainumes or Shorumes. So the question arises against Rashi. The question arises against Rashi. It should be, it's not for something that I say. Lois Yisratin is all, even according to Rabbi Shimon, is only Derechitin, and according to Rabbanon of Rabbi Shimon, even Derechitin, there is no Lois Yisratin. Now, Gelo, the Beira Gelo says here in Simon Tezayin in Ebenezer, in Simon Tezayin in Ebenezer, he says as follows: the Arab Agodu Marino Arab Rishol Alevi Ram Ve'avad Bikil Adesh Amsterdam. That was the Rov of Amsterdam who put false the nose in Chere. So he says Chibay Psak Ol Bibol Agoyo der Aznus, the Hikdil, the Flia, Lehe Chiave, Shehumi de Reise, the Reis Brures um Chochis, Upirishe so Suged al Nizore da Flamedvo, Vidaite, Hashem is a Kaili, she eats a Leo Bitfus, im Shor Chibur, Kirabime, the Beragel. So he mentions, I mean, that because the Asam who said that Bia Sakum, because this stays a sheep. So the Chalkat Mechetik says, that Bitsine, Bias Akum is only also mit der Rabbanon, not mit der Reise, so Reb Shaul HaLevi, so the Rov of Amsterdam, he mentioned many Reyes, the Biragiva says, that it is mit der Reise. Now what are the Reyes? So the Reyes are, first of all, the Rashi in Daf's Ayin in Vomis and Rashi in Sanhedrin in Dalet Mises. So Rashi says in regard to the Aloche that Akum Habal Bas Yisroel, so she becomes possible. So Nivalo Bilasisel, so Rashi says what Bilasisel was she Nivalo? Why does she become a zeinet if Akum is born by Israel, so she becomes a zeinet, so likune. So Rashi says in Sanhedrin, because this is chatten, but the question is, according to the Rabbanon, this is chatten applies only to Zaynumes, and even according to Rab Shimon, but it's only the chitten, it's not if it is the Arznus. So we see that there is a Lisa Beraise, and Mitzav Lisishat. But the Gemara says that Lisishat is only derech, not derech Arznus.
Shouldn't be the Gemara Sanhedrin and Rizor. I can't be sure. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that's not. That's Sanhedrin. That Rizor I also have. Where? Oh, here. No, that's not on this one. Oh, yeah, here. Yeah.
Now the Gemara says, now the Zohar that one involved, the Gemara says that the Gemara mentions that the Tres Dovor, that Bishama and Bisilo were gazing. So the Gemara says among the Tres Dovor is Piton, Bishamnon, Yenon, and Nisayim. Kulo Mishmeyo is a Dovorim. Nisayim Mai. So then the Gemara says, the Chioser, Barache, Barad, Amar Yitzchok, Gozo al Piton, Mishimsham. Pasakum, the Chachomim were gazing here, Mishimshemena. Mai. My room is shaming pass, El Alpitom Mishmona Mishayin, Val Yenon Mishum Nisayin. So the answer the Yenavakum Mishum Nisayin, because it can use it to hit Val Nisayin Mishum Dabarach. Val Dabarach Mishum Dabarach. Nisayin. So how can you say Nisayin Mishum Dabarach here? Nisayin the Raisi, the Silver is Rattenborn. So the more it gives it for the Teret, the Raisi is Ainumis. I will show you the Kikovim Lloyd. He also knew we go to or a few of the shore. So in other words, me the right say only Zainumus is also. But Shorum is not. So Zikli Bisham and Zikli Bisilel, Asad, Shorum is. Urab Shimon ben Yehoi, so it's mashma that the whole Israel is only an Israel Rabbon. Urab Shimon ben Yehoi, Doma, Ki Yossi, as Bin Chom Achrai, Rabbi is Kolamisirin, Malika Lemeima, Elo the right say Ishes the Rechasmus. The Osiinu Gozu Afilu Deraznus. Afilu Deraznus. So that's in the Rabbah. So Znus Name Bibidini Shal Shem Gozu, Yersiva Yema Yehudo Yitzio Vishisore, Elo de Raisi Vishom Alba Bas Yisroel, the Moshra Basre. So then it's Yehudo Yitzio Vishisore. Avo Yisroel Abola Vishikhovim Loi, the Osiinu Gozu Afilu Yisroel Abola Vishikhovim. Yisroel abor amiskechovim aloch lo mishim sinayu dom amar rabbi laram miskano im peinu bey. So you might use the term as the raise bivareske uchmaise shehoyo vaose inu gozru afilu bitzine bitzine name bezdine shel chashem noi gozru bitzine name zezrachelai gozru. So before bishamai bisilo before this chesdomo so דחיות רבים מהם אבזן שחשנו עם גוזרו ישראל אבל לסכוב עם חייב משנשגו כי עושה רבי נומה משנשגז כי הוא גוזר כי זה גמור כי זה תרץ כי גוזר בזה שחשנו עם בי אבל הוא תבלוי ועושה אינו גוזר אבל ייחוד so the תחס דובר עשת ייחוד הוא דנוחיס but בי הוא דנוחיס so הוא בזדיני של חשנו עם אחת but it's מה שמעו עם רבונם בזדיני של חשנו עם but מדרעיסה so from the פשטס הלושן it's mashma that mit der Reise only be verhesse denn da ist kein neuen Pein bei denn da ist kolos mit der Kabole but bitine it's only awesome der Abonon because of this delay shall hashminoi because the delay shall hashminoi now but we see that Rashi says that it's also even bitine and even there is news there is an issue of this is fate then the Ram the Chidushi Aran in Sanhedrin mentions two shades as to whether there is a chiyuv koras in the rekabolah. If someone is boa la'akum bifares, so it's kanoim peyvei. But besides kanoim peyvei, there is a chiyuv koras. The koras l'adishem beil basil leichod. That's the pasuk malach. So it's aloch le'mishim sinai the chiyuv koras. So the Atum Shailis in the Ram in Sanhedrin as to whether the Chiyuv Kores is also limited only to Fahesye, or the Chiyuv Kores applies even to Tzitz. So the Rash, the Ram in Sanhedrin, is disposed towards the Shite that insofar as the Chiyuv Kores with the Kabbalah and the Halacha Mishim Sinai is concerned, it applies even to Tzitz. Beizdinei shel Hashvinoi Gozul Habo ala Akum Chayov Chayov Olam Mishnashva Vim Teim Avariyom Bo Shichanoi Peim Bein Vihi Halacha Mishim Sinai Vichidu Shechei Limai Yitzre Bezne shel Hashvinoi. So there is a Chiyuv Kores. ופרק עם עמידין אמרים לנו שאין כנועים פייטים ביהלו בפרס וחמייצה שהויו ורוס אינו וגוזר אפילו בצינו ומעטו אף הקורס או עמו בקבולה כמו כן אינו יהלו בפרס שאם הויו הקורס על בצינה לא מהוץ חרבז משל חשונוי לגזר על העקום הרי יש בקורס אלו שמקום מוקם יש לתמיה מי אינגן לחלק הקורס בין צינה לפרס. It's not that there should be a distinction between Tzin and Faresi. The Efshel she'akoresu mit nechilu Hashem v'chilu lesel v'faresi. Oy Efshel lima she'kmoy ken yishkores b'tzinu k'moy b'faresi. Elo, so then the question of either, so why did the Tzin Shachashunoi have to make a special tafone that if one is bo'al anochris, so even b'tzinu is chayv makas malus without the tafone, so there is a chiyuv kores mid'raise. So the answer is true, there is a Chiyuv Kores, but unfortunately there are many Jews who are not deterred by a Nenish B'nei Shemayim, but they will be deterred by Makas Maus. Elo shem mitnei pshet yalo shem mitnei shet dine odo meneisim likum meacha shakanoim en peyim bei yalo b'faresye gozru bezdine shol chashmnoim shem imautinei se dalet mautiyes mishim nashgah כדי להרחיק אודם נעבירה שיש מיודם רישויים שנעים דין בעצמו בשביל קורס עמוס על השמיים ובשביל המלטייס ישחח את מלאיסה ומיאטו עד מפרסי או אילות זה רוסום כשלו יפוג בקרש. So the two machines in the Ramis, whether there is a Chiyuv Kores, Abo al Aramis, Bitzine, one wash no, and one wash yes. So the wash that says there is a Chiyuv Kores, Midraise, Amishar Aloch Lamesh, Misinai, by Tzino, so obviously he holds there is an Issa L'Rais. Where is the Issa L'Rais mentioned? Where is the Issa L'Rais mentioned? So you say there is a Halacha L'Mish Mishinai, not Mistaba, that the only Issa is an Issa of Halacha L'Mish Mishinai. The Kores is mentioned Halacha L'Mish Mishinai. But it's Mistaba that there is a certain Issa. There is a certain Issa. Now, from the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvot, it's Mashma that he agrees with the Loshon in the Ram that as far as the Kores is concerned, so it doesn't make any difference between Tzin and Faresh. Now, the Rambam in the Loisa says, Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Nun Beis, Loisa says Nun Beis. So the Rambam's Loshon is, Hizironu Mishatin Bekefer. Now that's one of the Rayas, the so-called Sanhedrin of Napoleon, mentioned that there is no Isaiah against a basketation, only a pagan woman. Because the Loshon of Rambam, and this is a strange Loshon, Hizironu Mishatin Bekefer. So I saw that Kapach himself is a big Talmud Chacham Kapach. So he himself is meirer on that. And why does the Rambam use the Loshon Kefri? So he says, I don't know Arabic, so I don't understand it fully. So he says that because of the Arabic term, so that's why the Rambam wrote it. Whatever. So I mean, one who doesn't know Arabic can't know it. What it means, what the Arabic term for kefrim is. So, but of course, it applies to every goy. I mean, it doesn't make any difference whether an Ilam is or not. But I think that the reason as to why the Rambam uses the Loshon is Ronum is chatin the kefrim, because further the Rambam says that if he did it, whether it's bifahesi or bitzile, is chayv kores, and the kores is only by the Zalizore. So, mimele the Rambam mentioned the Loshon the kefrim, which means Eli Avizore, because he wants
that the Chiyuv Kores should also apply. But as far as the love is concerned, it doesn't make any difference whether one is an Eid Avizor or not an Eid Avizor. Alright. His Eronum Yishatim became free. The Omre Yisalel is Yishatim. Ubi Urachasnus Mau Bitrol Yisitil his name. Ubi Beir Omru the Rachasnus Osoteo. The Oivir Alav Ze Yeish Beon Shehefres. The Ze Shehabeir Aramis. Kishebo Leo Bifaresie. Kol mi shiageu vudovik vaveir niki emeines. כמו שעושה פינחות לזינרי ויום רבי לרמס כאן לא עם פייבי אבל בתנועים שאמרנו ושיובל לפרסיה ובשעצמייסה וכמייסה שאויו ואם לא יעשו זה בפרסיה תתמיד ויצינה אוי שפירש ולדבוקו בקנועים הם נוכוי לפקורת so the Rambam says in so many words that even if it's not בפרסיה ויצינה זה יש תיו הכי לפקורת now קפח I thought I had קפח
oh you have it
I mean that's not a place. If I didn't have to raise money for Yeshiva's grace, then I would take a course in Arabic. Not in Yeshiva's grace. Many Rambams said, I think, I mean, could be understood much better way. I mean, one knows Arabic. Alright. Now, Hazore Ushusalim is Chatim Bekefim. Romri Yisal is Chatim Ben. Ubeir Achastus Mai, Romabit Roisnu Ezmei Ubitel Isika Bincho. Ufeiru Shomu Misechet Avizore Dara Chastus Azoteiro. Veivir Alav Ze Yish Bon Shechiluk. Vihu Shebias Agoyo, Imbolo Bifaresie. Hari Ahir Gibisho Shureis Esaveiro, Kvo Kiem Beyeser Inesh. Mushos Pinchos Vizimri. Vidavke Bitnoim Shomru. Veheim Sheyiveil בפרסיה ובשסמייסה וכמייסה שאויו אבל אם לא יודו לו או אם פירש ולפוגו בקנועים הרי הוא כמוכי לפקור so there is a difference in the lotion this is in our text so the Rambam spells it out that there is a chi of kores even בצינו because he says ויום רבי לרמס כנועים פני ביד ובתנועים שאמרנו והוא שיובי עולה בפרסיה ובשסמייסה וכמייסה שאויו ואם הוא יעשה זה בפרסיה או אם שפירש ולפוגו בקנועים אם הוא מוכי לפקורס So he spells it out. Even though he also says Bifaresi, he's still Mechuyif Kores. But in Kapach's text, he doesn't spell it out. He says, "Vidavki b'tnoim shomru v'yem sheyivu Bifaresi u'shmas ma'isach ma'ishoyo so des kanoim peyivay." Avol im lo yodu olok o im pirish lo yipogu b'kanoim arayik Mechuyif Kores. So apparently, the expression that was used in Arabic that was translated was rendered into the Hebrew lo yoseh zeh Bifaresi by Yidin Tibon. So Kapach rendered it into another expression, Avol in lo yodo, which means the same thing, but that's not so explicit. So Ibn Tibben rendered it into in lo yoseh zeh bifaresie. So then it's explicitly mentioned by the Rambam. But Kapach translated it differently. He says, Avol in lo yodo, if it's not known. But it probably means the same thing. What do you mean it's not known? In other words, that there is that it was done with Tzine. So no one knows about it. So he's still Chayev Kores Midirakabole. But in our text, it is explicitly spelled out. Yes, what is it?
But that doesn't even explain about the Rambam when he starts out that there are chasmus, but then in Halacha Dala he says, Bein there are chasmus, Bein there are chasmus.
Where? You mean? In your Chazoko, you mean?
Yeah.
No, now let's see. Now, there is one. So the Shidas Rambam is that there is a Chayev Kores Midirakabole, there is a Chayev Kores. Even between, so that means it's also midrash. Now then another thing, the Rambam says, uchshinisame isalodom shubo al aramis beidim vasroye leike midrash. Why doesn't he mention bifaresie?
der Chitten darf gehen. Der Rambam Menschen, sie ist Ronem, ist Ratten, die Käferin, und dann, ich sehe, so, sie ist Samme, ist Alodom, sie ist Boal Aramis, bei ihm war es Freude, die Reise, schon ich sehe, der Chitten. So, ich kann sehen, since der Loschen Rambam at the beginning, doch nicht so, in Weiß ist, sie ist Ronem, ist Ratten, so, ich mein, der Chitten. But let's see, der Loschen Rambam, und der Jodach Azok. The Loshna Rambam is in Perikud Veiz Aloche Vov Loi Pogu Bekanoim Veloi Yokiru Besten Arein Shelefeiras Vidivrei Kavov. So he says, so apparently every case of Kanoim Peidi Bey is a matter that is most of the Besten to give him Alkis. But how is it most of the Besten? Rambam says if Loi Pogu Bekanoim Loi Yokiru Besten Arein Shelefeiras, but it couldn't be Yokiru Besten unless is the Rechitten. But if it's not the Rechitten, even though it's been Faresiel in Hashem Yisrael, but there is news, there is no Malkus. But Kanoim Peidim Bei there is. So how did the Rambam say, we poke be Kanoim, we call Besen, Harei Shei, Mifere Viv Kabole, just implying that every case of Kanoim Peidim Bei is also a case for Malkus Besen. It's not so. Every case of Dal Aramis be Faresiel, when Hashem Yisrael, whether it's der Chitten or der Osnus, so is Kanoim Peidim Bei, is a case for Kanoim Peidim Bei, but a case of Malkes is only when it's der Chitten. So how did the Rambam say Loi Pogu Bekanoim Loi Yokiru Besen, implying that every case of Kanoim Peidim Bei is also a case for Malkes Bei? So we see, so we see that when one is born al aramis, al anochis, bifarhesye, so then he's chayav malkes mitzavos yisrael, even if it is derosnus. Because we have to understand, there is a Gemara makes a distinction between derech ishus and derech znus and derech it. So bishleimei nibas yisrael, I understand the difference. Because if, let's say, one is bala pnuyo derech nus, not derech ishus, he doesn't marry her, so then it's nus, then it's a derech nus. But if he marries her, so she is his wife. But when Yisrael is bala v'reskechovim, it's always nus. So what is called nus and what is called derech ishus? It's always nus. There is never ishus. In a Goye, Israel has no issues. In a Goye, so it's always news. And even if he marries her, and he has a wedding ceremony with a few misatoi dushni, galach and reform rabbi, it's still there's news. So we see that it is, that sometime, of course, it's always there's news if Israel is one of the Chavim. There is no, Israel has no issues in the Chavim, but it can be, it be as news. Derech ishes, and it can be a bias news, derech news. So the question is, what is the distinction between a bias news? It's always bias news. If in Israel is bo, aliveres kechovim. So what is the distinction between a bias news, derech news, and a bias news, derech ishes, and derech ishes? And derech ishes and derech ishes. Now, the Russian Hagmore in Avrizori is, he said, "Ishes derech chasme." The Yose Inu goes to a few derech news. So the Gemara emphasized the Loshen Deraise, "Ishes derech chasme." Why does the Gemara have to repeat "Ishes derech chasme"? Let the Gemara say derech ishes, derech chasme. Why both? Apparently, there are two separate things. It can be derech ishes and not derech chasme, and it can be derech chasme and not derech ishes. Now there are two Yosoyes in the Gemara in Avrizor. One Girsay is the Girsay that Rashi is getting. So when Gemara says, Elo de Raise, Elo de Raise, Elo de Raise, Ishe de Rechasnes. Was in Ugozer Abu Dersmus. Znus nam bis drin schon schön ganz gut. So, elo de reise ich hab aber was ist soll, aber ich habe hab ihn wohl. Was in Gozer auf die Israel wird hab. Israel ist hab nach noch mich nicht sein. Die reise die verreist hier. Was in Gozer auf die Zine. Zine nam das drin schon hast mir nicht gozer. Die Doma bis drin schon hast mir nicht gozer und Israel wird hab halt nicht gar, kostet hab nicht gar. So, was ist hier sie ist. Ki gozer bis drin schon hast mir nicht bier. Aber ich hab wohl. Was in Gozer auf die Israel. Das rasch ist hier. But Rashi mentions another girse which he rejects, which is the girse of the Rach and the Rambam. Ki gozru derech hakroi, ki gozru miyachit, aval derech hakroi roi, v'yoseinu b'shamay b'sileel, v'gozru afilu derech hakroi. And the Rambam had that girse, and the Rambam mentions it, because the Rambam says as follows, v'loyos roteiro alo derech hasnus, aval abo ala nochis derech znus, Makine ist im Akasmardus und ihre Seifrin. Gzeiro Shema Yovel in Yisrachim. Wie mir der Leib ist Nuss? So, if one is Boal Anochis, der ist Nuss, der Akroi, der Alme, he wasn't Miyachid, her, as his mistress, der Akkeva. So then, there is only one Akasmardus. Wie mir der Leib ist Nuss? But if he was Miyachid, her, to him, permanently, on a permanent scale, so chayev olo mishum nido, mishum shifro, mishum kusis, mishum zeit. Vim lo yir doloi, elo nikreis mikrei, ne chayev olo mishum kusis. Vichol chiyum on devrei. So he had the rachs girse, the girse that Rashi rejects. So now what's according to the rachs girse, so the Gemara is saying, in Avlizore, that Bezdine shal chashminoyim, which many, was many years before the takone of the Yitzchaz Dovo, so Bezdine shal chashminoyim only was mechayev makas mardus, Mishum goy, mishum goy, and then, if mishum goy, mishum ashgas, if he was miyachid, but derech mitre not. So then, b'zdinei shel shamay v'hillel, they were mechayev makas mardus mishum goy, even if it's derech mitre. So in other words, so we had three situations: we had derech mitre, we had derech znus derech mitre, and we had derech znus. But Yichetle. Now the question is, it's all there, it's all Znus. I mean, in Yisrael, it's always Znus. It's never Yisrael. But even though it's Znus, but it's Derech Yishes. So if we look, what is Derech Yishes? Derech Yishes means if he lives as husband and wife, not B'mikra Ba'alme. In other words, he has relations with her, and then he abandons her. That's Derech Znus. Derech Yishes means if he lives permanently with her as husband and wife, a common law wife, that's the riches. So, but that is Yidoloi. That is Yidoloi. So what is Yidoloi the Znus, and what is Yidoloi the riches? Unless you say that if he has a civil ceremony in the office of the justice of the peace, so then it's Yidoloi the Znus. But if he goes to a reform rabbi, and the reform rabbi in Saladushin, there is Derechit. That's not Mistada. So what is the difference between Yirdalei, in other words, as his wife, as his mistress? So, but that's Derechit. So, apparently, there are two distinguishing features of Ishes and Chitin, as contrasted with Derechit. One distinguishing feature is that Derech Znus is the Mikra Ba'alme. He has relations with a woman and then he abandons her. And then when he's Miyachid, what Derech Yishes it means? Derech Yishes means that he's permanently, he lives with her as husband and wife regularly, the same way as a husband and wife live together. So he lives with her. So that's one, that's Derech Yishes. But then there is something else. There is Derech Yishes. Derechit means something else than Derechishes. Derechishes means, as contrasted from Derech Znus, where it's Bakroi Ba'ome, as the Rambam says at the beginning of Luchasishes, Kedim Akintere, Hoyodom Pegei Isha Bashuk. So that's not Derechishes, that's Derech Znus. And then Derechishes means, if he lives regularly with a woman, as a husband and wife. But that's not necessarily Derechit. What is Derechit and what's the difference between Yirdalei and Derechit, because Yirdalei he also lives as husband and wife, but he's ashamed of her. In other words, he doesn't want anybody to know that she is his wife. This is what is called in English a mistress. What's the difference between a wife, a common law wife, and the mistress? A common law wife is a woman to whom one is married, but there was no legal ceremony. But he lives as husband and wife. That's a common law wife. So that's, and then, and but a mistress is not a common law wife. A mistress means he lives with a woman regularly, as husband and wife. But he doesn't want it to be known. He doesn't want that she should be known as his wife. He doesn't identify himself with her. In other words, he's ashamed of it. So the chit means when he's not ashamed of it. It's not his miyachi, the mistress, with whom he has relations regularly. But he wants to be identified. He wants it to be known. So Mimele, that here the Gemara says, the Raisa, the Rechishes and the Rechitim. So in other words, Lois is Chatin Bohem. So in other words, the love the Raisa is in either way. In other words, either it's the Rechishes, even though it's in other words, so the Raisa is when it's both. I mean, so when it is the Rechitim, let's say, when it is the Rechitim, so then the Rechit means that it's the Varese. He's not ashamed. It's Varese. He wants it to be known to everybody. So even if it's not the Rechit, so, but if it's the Varese, it's always the Rechit. It's always the Rechit. So Memele, this is why the Rambam says, in Perek Vez Mechati Sori Bir, Haloche Evo, Loi Pogu Bekanonim Velo Yikiru Bez Narein Shem Perek Vez Mechabore. So the question arose, the Rambam herein implies that every case of Kanoim Peidbei of Habor Aram is Faresye, so is an Indian of Malkes Bezin. But suppose it's not the Rechitin, Malkes Bezin only is the Rechitin. The answer is, even when it's the Raznus, and he's not Niyachit, permanently, her to him, but if, one time, he does it be Faresye, so that needs to be the Rechitin. Of course it's be Raznus, it's always the Raznus. And even if he has a ceremony, it's still the Be'ez. But if he doesn't be Fahesye, then it's the Rechit. That's the Derech of a husband and wife. I mean that he wants it to be known that this woman is his wife. If he doesn't want it to be known, then he treats her like a mistress, not like a wife. So whenever it's be Fahesye, then it's considered a Rechit. Even though it's not the Rechit. The Rechit would mean if he lives with her regularly, yes, husband and wife. So Mimele, but if it's the Rechitin, so in other words, Yirdaloi, Reatzme, there is news, even though it's not a Koibalme, so it's the Rechishes, but it's not the Rechitin. So Mimele, there is no Malkes. But if it is the Rechitin, even though it's not the Rechishes, so there is Malkes. So that's why the Rambam says that whenever it's the Faresye, so then there is Malkus. Even though it's the Raznus. Because the Faresye itself is the Raznus. The Faresye itself is the Raznus. Now, that answers only this question. Why the Rambam says, we probably cannot even feel bad, thus implying that every case of Kanoim Pagan Bay is a case for Malkus Bay. But it still doesn't answer the Rashi Shite, that there is always this is happening. Now, The Rambam paskins like Reb Shimon, that Kiyosya L'Rabbi is Eskola Misiyan. But the Rabbonon of Reb Shimon say that the love of Yisrael Ben applies only to Zaynumitz, not to Shorumitz. And the two paskins like the Rabbonon of Reb Shimon. The Rambam paskins like Reb Shimon, and the two paskins like Rabbonon of Reb Shimon. So there is no Yisrael. Now, the Rabbonon don't darshan the drosher of Kiyosya L'Rabbi is Eskola Misiyan. But Reb Shimon, who is Doyrish Tamei Bikor, he darshens Ki Yosel Rabbi is Eskola Misiyan. Now, but here the Tam is mentioned in the Torah. The Torah says Ki Yosel Rezbin Chomeacha. Now, the Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvah,